Hello, good morning, everybody.
Oh, morning.
Good morning if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, and good evening if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. Any questions from what we covered yesterday?
Oh, Fiona, I have a question about castor oil.
Yeah.
When is the best time that we should apply on? Is it like the first day of your menses, or is it after you finish your menses?
So if you go to awakeningfertility.com, uh-huh. I'll put in the URL. It's awakeningfertility.com/castor oil kit, but hyphenated. So that shows you when the full moon is, because you've got to avoid the full moon. You've got to avoid your menstrual cycle.
Okay.
And you want to do 3 or 4 days on, 3 or 4 days off. But that's got the link with all the details.
Ah, okay.
And you wouldn't do it after embryo transfer, but that's all written up there.
Okay. It's in your email, right? That's
That link is also in the email, yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Excellent. It's really, really powerful stuff. It's very natural. This particular kit has all organic castor oil, which is what you need. You don't want to be consuming non-organic castor oil. Plus, it has an antimicrobial cloth, which is really, really important. It's an organic cloth, but it won't hold any bacteria, because you don't want to be putting cloths on you that have bacteria and you're putting it into the body, because anything that goes on the skin goes straight into the body. Mm. So it's a really difficult cloth to source, which is what I've sourced, and it's just the highest quality for you guys. So I definitely recommend going to the Powerfully Pure website. You can get it there, and all the explanations on the Awakening Fertility website.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Does anyone else have any questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah.
I've got around three. Could you just confirm what mushrooms do again, in terms of, are there specific mushrooms for fertility? Because there's quite a lot of mushrooms out there. Mm-hmm. Is there one you particularly recommend for fertility?
Mm. If you have a look at the Powerfully Pure website,
yes,
there's a couple of products on there. If you type in mushrooms,
right,
the products that have those mushrooms will come up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are ideal for fertility. Okay. Not all of them are ideal for pregnancy though, but remember, it doesn't really matter if you, you know, if you're pregnant, you don't realize for the first couple of weeks, it's not going to make a big difference.
All right. Yeah.
But you don't want to be continuing on fertility products throughout the whole of your first trimester, for example. Okay. As soon as you find out you're pregnant, you want to switch to pregnancy products.
Okay, perfect. And secondly, I've got, how many times do you recommend, you know, connecting with your husband every week to conceive? So is it like, you know, not every single day, but I just wanted to get it right.
Yeah, good question. So every second day is ideal. And because sperm lasts, really, really healthy sperm lasts 5 days. Okay. And don't mean to be offensive, but I seriously doubt anyone's man's sperm is going to be lasting 5 days, because the World Health Organization, for example, not that they're the most trustworthy source for health, but they have been documenting male fertility.
Okay.
And 50 years ago, what we call an infertile man nowadays is a normal man.
Oh.
Okay? The fertility rates for men are declining rapidly, incredibly fast. You guys can have a look at this research yourself. So do I think his sperm's going to last 5 days? No. Do I think it's going to last more than 2 days? Maybe.
Wow.
So every second day, if you're making love, would be better. Maximum, I'd expect it to last just 3 days.
Okay.
That's if he's not had anything to drink. If he's been drinking, it would be docile, and possibly, if he's on any medication or recreational drugs, his sperm would be flowing in the wrong direction. So, you know, for your benefit, if you're making love every second day, would be ideal. Now, you want to do it, because I know what it's like when you've been trying for so many years and you may not have that desire to be doing it so often, but look at around your fertile time, so your fertile window, around the time that you ovulate. And the best way to tell when you ovulate is to look at your cervical mucus. If you don't have enough cervical mucus, then getting the supplements in the Powerful Pure range that we spoke about yesterday, you know, so the Thai black ginger, the marine phytoplankton, having the castor oil, etc., the MSM, plus getting yourself some evening primrose oil, that will help you to get the right amounts of cervical mucus. Yes. Then what you want to be doing is looking at when you have the egg white. When your cervical mucus changes to egg white consistency, that's when you know that you're ovulating. After the egg white, you'll see thick, creamy discharge. That is post-ovulation. So what you want to be doing is making love either side of that, because that way you know that when you do ovulate, you'll have sperm there. So you'd try to make love every second day. If you know roughly that you're ovulating, say, around day 10, then I want you to start making love around day 7. So you're having that sperm there, because you might miss your ovulation window by a day and then you've wasted a whole month, you know? So try not to do it on the actual day, especially if you're using test kits. They're not even accurate. So use it as a gauge, make love a couple of days beforehand on the day, a couple of days after, and you're doing it every second day. Not every day, because if it's every day, it weakens the sperm and waters down the sperm. But every second day is good. And you want it to be lustful. The more energy he has, the more he's turned on, the more vigorous his sperm will be. So we want him to be really turned on. It's not like a chore. That energy that you're putting into making love when you're trying naturally, it really does impact bringing baby in or not. You know, your body will have sucking sensations going on. You'll release certain hormones that will create a strong sucking sensation to draw that sperm where it needs to go. But you've got to be having lustful sex. You've got to be really into it. If you're not focused, if your mind's elsewhere, like what are you going to do after this or planning that, which is, you know, very common, you're not focusing on the moment with him. Baby is going to enter when the energy is combining your energy, his energy, which creates a relationship energy, and they come through the relationship energy. So when you're making love, look at him, look at his eyes, allow that God connection to flow through you, through your eyes to him. Feel your heart open. Let him feel your energetic heart open. Smile. Let the energy flow through your smile. Synchronize your breathing. That helps to really intensify the magnetic situation, because this is a sexual universe. We manifest through sexuality, and this is the most basic way that we are bringing in that sense of creativity and sex magic, so to speak. And when you're both focused on the same outcome, which is really an extension of your love, then this baby will come. So you're not focusing on the baby. The intention is that you will be pregnant and you'll both have this beautiful, happy family. However, at the point that you guys are making love, you've got to be present with him. It's your energy with his energy that brings baby through. So really fill yourself with love. Really be present. Really feel that you're enjoying yourself. The more you're enjoying yourself, he'll be enjoying himself. And just do things that make you feel sexy, because when you're feeling sexy, you are sexy. And it's that sexiness that's going to bring baby to you like a magnet. Does that make sense for everybody?
Yes, it does make sense. The only thing I'm struggling with is knowing the best times to monitor the egg. So basically what you're saying is, because I don't know when I'm ovulating, really. I think you tried the tests and I think they're very inaccurate, as you said. So are you just saying wait until I see egg white?
Well, that's when you're ovulating, when you see the egg white. However, if you're making love every second day, you won't even see that egg white. It's too subtle to see.
Right.
So I would recommend, you know, you just start making love every second day.
Yes.
When the egg white's over, the thick discharge will come through. So you can start gauging, when the thick discharge is here, it means a couple of days beforehand, I've ovulated.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it that way.
Yeah, that's going to be the safest.
Yeah.
And it means that, you know, when you ovulate, there's a 12-hour window. That's all, just 12 hours. Oh. So if there's no sperm there, you're going to miss the window.
Right.
I know that we've all been trained in our teens and 20s. Oh, my goodness, you can fall pregnant at the drop of a hat. It is not that easy. It was just literally that 12-hour window. So we want to make sure there is sperm there before you ovulate and after you ovulate. And, of course, during ovulation would be ideal. But at least if we can get that happening, like I like to see my clients have sperm already there. So when you ovulate, it's bathed in sperm.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Well, thank you for answering them questions.
My pleasure.
Do you have a video on this on your website?
Yes. Yeah, if you look up on Awakening Fertility on YouTube, there's a sex tips video. Okay.
Yep.
And I go into detail there.
Perfect. I'll look at that again. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Good question. Ladies, does that make sense to all of you?
Yeah. Yes.
Great. All right. So I believe that we are now up to non-toxic skin and beauty care. Is there any other questions that we have before we touch on that? Are you all clear with the best cleansers for PCOS and, you know, what's required to, like, for example, one of the questions was how to make Clomid a success and feel confident and other issues around PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Do you want more clarification on any of that?
Not for myself, thank you.
Okay. So let's talk about non-toxic skin and beauty care. Has everyone begun to make a switch?
No.
Okay. The majority of stuff that you get from supermarkets, pharmacies, or chemists will be toxic. And you can tell because when you read the ingredients, you probably won't understand what they're saying. That's the first thing. Now, there are some articles which I can resend you. And there's also videos on the YouTube channel, Awakening Fertility YouTube channel, what to avoid when you're purchasing things. So what to avoid on the label. So that could be supplements or it could be body care products. So when you go to Awakening Fertility's YouTube channel, you'll see these two videos. They're side by side and there's a link in there to a very extensive article listing all the ingredients that you are to avoid on your products. Does anyone want to grab a couple of their bathroom products now and we can go through it? Or are you okay with if I share this link with you, that might be a starting point. Let me get that ready for you. Feel free if you want to grab anything. If you think it's you know, you like using it, you think it's clean, we can just run through those ingredients and I can explain yes it is or why it's not.
I use shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
Just pure shea butter, like for the cream. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. If it's and just pure.
And I use Beauty Kitchen. It says it's an organic vegan body wash.
Okay, what's the ingredients?
And the ingredients, it says aqua water, organic sunflower oil, organic coconut oil. It's got, glycerin.
Glycerin, yep.
Glycerin, vegetable. Mm-hmm. It's got grapefruit, lemon.
Mm-hmm.
It's got potassium. I don't know how to say that one. It's got citric acid. Maybe that's not a good one.
Citric acid. Okay, citric acid is, traditionally, it's a healthy preservative. Oh. If it's a cheap form of citric acid, it's going to be made from black mold, which is highly toxic. Mm. But as this is an organic product, one would assume that they haven't gone for that kind of toxic mold. So you can always contact the company and say, is your citric acid from from mold, I wouldn't call it toxic mold, but to say from mold, or from other natural sources, and get a response from them in writing. And be careful when you contact companies. It's really interesting. They can give you a very convoluted response from their legal team or their science team, and they don't actually answer your question. It's a very straightforward answer. Yes, it is. No, it's not. And if they give you some convoluted explanation, then I would bypass that. I contacted doTERRA, the essential oils, and I said, you know, I've been told that they're better than organic. And to be better than organic would mean that they're wild. So can you confirm that they're wild? Oh, no, they're not wild, but they're better than organic. I said, well, define better than organic, because organic is, you know, grown without herbicides, fungicides, pesticides. And they couldn't. They gave me this massive article, several pages. I'm like, guys, I don't believe you. Like, it can't be better than organic. You need to prove to me what better than organic even means. So just be careful when you're dealing with these kinds of responses, and go with your gut. If it doesn't seem like it's making sense, if it's straightforward answers required, this is how we source the citric acid, which is a big thing, because it's the preservatives that make the difference.
Fiona.
Yeah.
I've been using several baby products lately. Like, I'm using like this for washing the fruit. Like, I'm using, I bought in the supermarket here, but it says like it's very safe for babies, bottles and babies, all the, for the eating plates and everything. So I'm using that to wash, but it says it's safe for to wash fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So and also I've been using baby's liquid detergent to wash my underwear, my bra, baby powder. I've been using several baby products. Is it better, baby products? Is it safer?
No, they're not. A lot of baby products are extremely toxic. Are you using Johnson & Johnson baby products?
Not Johnson & Johnson. We have other brand here for babies, but it's quite famous here.
Okay, you have to show me or read the ingredients to me. Johnson & Johnson is extremely toxic. I used to work for Johnson & Johnson, family-run company. They appear very, very family-friendly, but extremely toxic.
Oh.
So just because it says for baby, I'm sorry, you still need to read the ingredients. So do you want to grab anything? Just grab one of the things that you use, and let's have a look at some of the ingredients.
Okay.
Guys, I have put up a link on what to avoid on food labels and supplements. I'm just going to give you another link as well.
Yeah, it says water, glycerin, cocamidol. What is it? I can't even read it. Sodium chloride.
Sodium fluoride.
Chloride, yeah.
Chloride. Oh, chloride is fine. I thought you said fluoride.
Sodium hydroxide. Hydroxide.
Say it again.
Sodium hydroxide, HYDROXIDE.
Okay, yep, that's okay.
Coconut acid, sodium benzoate.
Sodium benzoate, no. No, no. Big no. Sodium benzoate is so toxic. And it accumulates in the body. And when you combine it with certain medication when you're older, if you're on certain medication, it will make your organs hemorrhage. It is linked to cancer. Anything that causes cancer causes fertility issues. Sodium benzoate is the most common preservative and the most toxic. You want to avoid sodium benzoate like the plague.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry guys, it's a big one.
Did you say sodium chloride is bad for you?
No, sodium chloride is table salt. That's fine.
Sodium chloride.
It's okay. Benzoate, sodium benzoate, any kind of word that's connected to that. Like, you know, they can change it slightly, but it's basically that benzoate that you want to be avoiding.
Is it the same as benzoic acid?
Yep, same thing.
Oh, right, that's in one of my products.
Mm. toxic.
Oh, benzic acid. Yeah, I've got
that. Yes, benzic acid. Yeah.
Is that bad, you said?
Benzoic acid. Yep, it's bad.
Oh, gosh. That's in my hair shampoo.
Oh, mine too. Mine the other.
This is in baby product. I use this for baby. It says for baby born.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry. We live in a very toxic world. And that's why there's fertility issues. It's not necessarily because you have fertility problems. You're just bombarded by toxins. And it's quite sad.
Oh, dear.
But this is supposed to be a really good one because it's got Jamaican black castor oil in it.
And yeah, that's good.
But it's mixed in with this benzoic acid.
That's the preservative that they chose. You can always write to them and say, guys, can you change your preservative? Like, I don't know why you've got that.
I bet I can't use this anymore then. My word.
It's very difficult to find a product that doesn't have it.
So Fiona, I have this crystal body deodorant.
Oh yeah.
That it says that the ingredient is potassium aluminium.
We don't want any aluminium in deodorant. That's ridiculous that they put that in. Those crystal deodorants are meant to be like the cleanest of the cleanest.
It's the only ingredient that it has.
With aluminium. Okay, aluminium is the number one thing you need to avoid in all of your deodorants. You don't want aluminium and you don't want it to be antiperspirant. Never use antiperspirant because it blocks your pores. And this is where your lymph, some of your main lymph glands are, just under the armpit area. And so if you're blocking the pores from releasing toxins, then you're keeping the toxins in the body. And already, because you're an advanced being, you're very sensitive. So therefore you're a slower detoxifier. You don't want to do anything that prevents detoxification. So never use antiperspirant and definitely get off the aluminium. Aluminium's the worst thing for your deodorant.
Is there one you can recommend? Because I've tried so many natural deodorants and I haven't found one yet that I get on with.
Yes, I did create a newsletter about it. I'll send you guys the link separately. Okay. And I did a whole lot of tests and ran through absolutely everything.
Is it safe to wash your private area, your misty, with like this so-called, there's specific, we have this here in Sebamed, I think it's a brand from German, to wash your vagina. Is it okay to do that?
What's the ingredients?
Okay.
The thing is as well, in a nutshell, you're just meant to use water. And even like the shampoos and body washes that we use that end up sort of going down there as we're rinsing ourselves in the shower can have an impact on it because the vagina needs to be acidic. And when we're bringing in these other things, especially perfumes, it's the worst thing. The worst thing.
Well, it says 100% soap and alkali free.
Okay. That's a good start.
Yeah, it's pH 3.8. That doesn't say
okay. So that's acidic.
I've thrown away the brochure. It doesn't say about the in the bottle. There's nothing. It's just saying about with aloe barbadensis. Barbadensis.
Okay, that's aloe vera. Yep, that's fine. That's good.
Alpha bisabolol. Bisabolol. What is that? Alpha bisabolol. Soothing alpha bisabolol. Can you see this?
Can I be a pain and get you to type it into the chat? Would find with that easier.
Something like the Dr. Bronner's, like they do a baby one that's like, you know, fragrance free or everything. Would something like that be okay?
Potentially, just because it says it's for babies, you assume it would be good, but it can still be toxic. So, okay. Really? Yeah, it's better that you just look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this ethanol?
It's ethanol.
It's not, yeah.
Well, ethanol is alcohol. So it's going to be drying, but it will be fine. It's still fine.
It's a certified organic ethanol.
Even better.
This is the only the other end that I actually found. It's called Ecosonia. That doesn't have any dreadful thing inside. So it's from Australia. So I'll post a picture in the group because it was really hard for me to find the other ends.
To find the deodorant, I've just put a link up. If everyone can click on that from the chat about the best deodorants, because I actually listed a whole bunch of ingredients that you want to avoid, even in your shampoos and body washes and stuff. Now, the one that I said was the best is by a company called Ringana, I can't pronounce it. It's a European company. They don't export to the US or Australia, but they will export to the UK and within Europe. And they don't use any preservatives, but it goes off within like 3 months. And I've purchased their like tooth oil and stuff, and then it goes moldy within like a month, and you're like, I need to throw that out. So pros and cons, if it's got no preservatives, and they call it fresh, it is a fresh range. They do everything that's to body care, but you've got to use it really quick because it will go off.
Oh, I use Dr. Organic.
Uh-huh.
I use their face products, and I also use the deodorant.
Which deodorant? Because they've only really got one that's okay. The safest one is the lavender, or the other is highly toxic.
The aloe vera one.
It's not as good as the lavender.
I'll swap over to the lavender then.
Yeah, it's still not that good when you read through. It's still not the best one for you.
Oh.
So
which is the one you recommend, the number one? Where can I get that one from?
The number one, the Ringana, it's like a multi-level marketing. I can give you guys the link to the woman that you can get it from. Her name's Uli, and she'll help you through all of the, she knows the stuff inside out and back the front.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the second best is, I found the Neil's Yard one. But then it comes down to, does it work? And I find with all natural deodorants, they work in the beginning and then they stop working for you. It's like your body adapts and then if it's not as effective. That makes sense.
So maybe I could get the Neil Yard shampoo. And then did they do face like makeup as well?
Yeah, but the thing is, just because they've got one thing that's good for you doesn't mean their whole range is good for you.
Oh.
Same as Dr. Organics. They might have one thing that's good for you, but it's not the whole range. You've got to read the label. There's no company out there that I have ever come across that across the whole range is clean and safe. I'm hoping that there will be soon. And I hope if you found one to share it with the group in the fertility help group. But always, always check the label before you purchase.
Oh, wow. I've got this Dr. Bronner's. It's called 18-in-1 Baby Mild Pure Castile Soap. For body, hands and more, it says. So the ingredients are aqua, potassium coconate, which says is coconut oil, potassium palm kernel oil, olive oil, glycerin, hemp oil, jojoba seed oil, citric acid, and vitamin E, in other words,
tocopherol, that's vitamin E, yeah.
Tocopherol, that's all that's listed.
Okay, yeah, and that is a good brand, I have to say. I'm self-correcting. Dr. Bronner's has what I found to be the cleanest brand across the board.
Right, okay.
Dr. who?
Bronner, B-R-O-N-N-E-R apostrophe S, Dr. Bronner's, yeah. Based in the US.
Okay.
And what you can always do, guys, if you're keen to work with a particular brand, you can always contact them and say, can I wholesale? It just means you have to buy a whole lot at once, but then you get a massive discount. And if you're getting it, like Dr. Bronner's, the shampoo and body wash doubles up as floor soap and dishwashing detergent and all this stuff. And it's very liquidy like water, but it froths up really easily. It stings incredibly if it gets in your eyes, but it is a very good all-rounder, which would be, you know, if you're getting the baby-friendly ones, then...
Yeah, the baby ones seems... To be honest, I wash my makeup brushes in it as well and everything.
Perfect.
It's just like you can use it for, yeah, anything. So I'm glad that one's okay. But the other brand I use is Trilogy. I use all their skincare and body care. Always are thinking that they are natural and so on. They're natural cosmetics certified by... Anyway, the ingredients on this body wash is all sort of oils and things, which I know what they are. But then at the end, it says preserved with dehydroacetic acid and benzyl alcohol.
Benzyl alcohol, there you go again.
Is that the one you were talking about?
That's form of benzoate, yep.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, I think that's where I'm struggling is with the makeup. I'm just,
I know.
I need to wean myself off. I'm just like hooked on MAC. I put it on, people don't think I've got makeup on. So what was the recommendations anybody had for makeup?
That was you, wasn't it, Faye?
Yeah, I did pop it in the help group on Facebook. But to be honest, I've never used Facebook before until now. And I put it in there and it appeared. But when I looked back, it's disappeared. So do Facebook take things down if it's like deemed to be advertising or somehow it's not on there anymore, I don't think. But it was there.
Yeah, I think it was there. I remember commenting on it.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I just, the next time I looked, it had gone. So I thought, oh, maybe I did something wrong. But it was Anika Organic.
That's right. Not all of them were good, and I did highlight that. I said, the lip glosses weren't good. Highlighted some ingredients in there.
Oh, I didn't see that reply. That's a shame.
Which one do you use, Fiona? What makeup do you use now?
Well, I use Bare Minerals foundation. Okay. And I also use their eyeliner and their mascara. I am finishing a MAC. It's like four different shades of colour, which you can use as eyeshadow and also blush.
Yep.
And that's all I use.
Okay. I'll swap.
I mean, it's not... thing is as well, ladies, I mean, I also dye my hair. And that's toxic. And you've got to weigh up, like, there's certain things that you want in your life. So for example, if you really, really, really want that makeup look and you cannot replicate it anywhere, then fine, tell yourself, I'm going to expose myself to toxins on this very small level. But that means I'm not going to have toxic shampoos, body washes, moisturizers, toothpaste, whatever, you know, like you just weigh it up like that because you've got to be happy. You've got to look in the mirror and actually like what you've seen. If you've got makeup that you're unhappy with, your face is leaking because it's all dripping down because a lot of the natural stuff doesn't stay on your face properly, then take that into consideration. And like sometimes it's easy just getting a healthier mascara. And lipstick is the worst thing because you're putting it straight into your mouth and there's a lot of lead in makeup. That's the biggest thing to avoid. Mm-hmm. And you know if there's lead in your makeup because it's one of those makeups which advertise that they stay on lipsticks.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh no.
The other brand, the other link I mentioned in the Facebook thing was Nude by Nature, which is another Australian brand. And it seems that their actual UK website is like under construction or having something done to it at the moment. But Boots sell it, other places sell it online from the UK quite easily, and they say that their lipsticks are non-toxic. I wonder if they really are because they're lovely. I've got some of them. And
Which one is that brand?
Nude by Nature.
Oh, Nude by Nature.
Yeah, I've got their moisturizing lipsticks, which are, but I don't think I've got anything with the ingredients on it because I've just got like the tube of lipstick now, but they're confusing, isn't it? Because you think all these things are okay. And
well, that's the thing, you can't believe the marketing. Never believe the marketing. Always read the ingredients with anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So everything in the link you've sent will explain to us what we need to avoid, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just seeing if I can see what these lipsticks have got in them. ingredients. Castor oil seed.
That's good.
Oh, lanosterol esters.
That's okay. It's joining fats.
Okay.
Trying to make it like smoother and stuff. That's okay.
It's
not ideal, and I have mentioned it in the link that I sent you guys for the deodorants.
Right.
But, it's not too bad on the whole grand scheme of things.
And then there's mica, which is in a lot of makeup, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Canandilla wax, beeswax, shea butter, jojoba seed oil, tangerine peel oil, tocopherol, which is the vitamin E, isn't it? Safflower oil, sweet almond oil, hydrogenated castor oil, benzoate. That's one, isn't it?
That's the one, my darlings. However, remember, it is a cumulative. Mm. So it's basically in everything that's a preservative, food and non-food. And it will take its negative impact on the body over time. However, when you read a label, the most prominent ingredients is listed first, and the smallest amount of the ingredients is listed last.
Yeah, it's one of the last ones on there.
So you want to, yeah, to definitely be the last ingredient, because then it's the minuscule amount.
Mm.
And then you just need to start weighing things up. Like, if you can get a product that doesn't have it, go for that one. But if all the products that you want to be using have it, then make sure it's listed at the very end. And it's like the best of a bad lot.
Yeah, it's probably quite a good one, you know, with all the other stuff I just said.
Exactly.
And then it's got iron oxides, which is how they get the colour, isn't it? Things like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Which is the reddy colour.
That's interesting. Okay, thank you.
Which is fine. You know, iron oxide is okay. I mean, obviously you wouldn't expose it to yourself if you didn't need to. But it's fine. It's that red dirt, basically.
Yeah. Be interested to see your comments you had on the Anika. Have you got them saved anywhere? Because I don't know what's happened to that Facebook posting, unfortunately.
Yeah, the thing is, when you guys use Facebook, yes, Facebook does take stuff down. It's very censored, as is Google. Yeah. It's all censored nowadays, unfortunately. But if you ever put something up that you want me to reference for you, add a tag to it. So you can tag words. So that's probably the easiest. Then you just go into that Facebook group again, type that word that you've used. So it could be lipstick or reading labels or whatever tag you want to use that you remember.
Okay.
And it will show you everything that's listed on with that tag.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But have a look back in the Fertility Help group and scroll down, because I remember seeing the big image there and there were some comments that I made, but it might be quite far down now.
Oh, right. Okay.
So just look further down the page.
Yeah. Things seem to go in a strange order, don't they? Like they're not always in...
They're not in... order. Yeah, it's comment order. So the most recent comments...
Oh, I see. I might still be there then.
I
only looked so far and thought it had gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry then. Okay, I'll have another look.
If Facebook want to remove something, they remove it quite quickly. But because I've already commented on it, it was definitely there. So just scroll through. And if you were just to comment, say something like, thanks, it would go up to the top for everyone else to see.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So I was answering some questions that people had as well. Does anyone have any questions about what I've written so far?
Yeah, it was potassium aluminium sulfate. That was
the aluminium. What is that product? It sounds like a frothing agent. Is that your deodorant?
It's the crystal deodorant. It says that it was the only ingredient listed, potassium aluminium sulfate.
Yeah, it's just having that aluminium. It's so bad for you. It shrinks the brain. It's going to cause other issues. Heavy metal toxicity. Heavy metal toxicity is linked to fertility issues.
And research, like if in doubt, but I prefer to avoid it.
Exactly. I mean, you can body test it, see if your body can handle it, you know, bring it to your heart and ask, is this harmful, you know?
My body's been rejecting everything lately.
There you go. But the thing is, you know, we're going deeper in our meditations. We're going deeper into the mindset and belief that you are going to be pregnant this year and hold the pregnancy through to full term. And now that you're working on this level, when you're body testing these products, the body's really getting back to you and saying, actually, no, you don't need this. And at the end of the day, we don't need deodorant. Yes, it makes us socially more acceptable, but we don't need it, you know, especially now that we're working from home more. I mean, I have a cream in the Powerfully Pure range, which a lot of my clients use as a deodorant because it's antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial. It's got MSM in it. It's got apple cider vinegar, not that it smells like apple cider vinegar. That's a natural preservative in there. Very, very clean. It's all edible, the ingredients. And you can add extra essential oils to it and then put it under your armpits. And that people use it as, I use it too, face, body, deodorant. And I didn't promote it in that article that I sent you guys because I don't have many. I had it specifically made up for me, and the company that made it up, they just decided to change the ingredients to include palm oil. And I said, I can't buy it from you. Can you just keep the palm oil out and just keep it all the other ingredients that I've asked you to put in? And they said, no, we do everything with a base of palm oil now. And I said, I can't use it. So I've only got limited amount left. And they don't even have a proper label on them because it's really just for friends and family. But a couple of clients have asked if they can access it. So I've put some up. So you might want to access that. It's in a white bottle. Yeah. Or for anyone that wants to order £300 worth of product, I'll give you a complimentary 30 mil jar of it, which you can use for face, body, deodorant, whatever, which is really easy. But there's definitely no heavy metals or anything in there. And you can see the ingredients on the Powerfully Pure website if you look up the body cream. Does anyone have any questions about that or anything else?
What about nail polish?
Is it Nail polish is toxic.
Oh, gosh.
For what I've been using, and I have it in the Powerfully Pure shop, and I give it away as gifts, actually, for people. But it's a peel-off nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you need to buff your nails to put it on. You put the nail polish on, and then you put a normal top coat over the top just to hold it in place. Mm-hmm. It actually works better on your toenails because it stays on your toenails more. But if you only need it for like half a day on your fingernails, then you can use that. But it doesn't require any of the acetone to remove. You just peel it off. It's edible. It's safe for children.
Because I usually go to the shop to get my nails done with the gel. So that's not really a good thing now.
No. You don't need to do it.
I will not use anything, I think.
Be as natural as you can, honestly. And there's also when you're pregnant and breastfeeding, like all this kind of stuff is just going to be filtering into baby.
I know. It's true. Yeah, that's fine.
I've used like the water-based nail polish. I've got some of that. It's actually, as you say, fine on toenails. It stays on those quite well, but on fingernails, unless you put, you know, a normal top coat over the top, then it's not going to last. But if it's just for a short period of time, then it's...
Exactly. It's,
yeah. And it doesn't haven't got that toxic smell at all. It doesn't smell of anything when you put it on. It's,
yeah, exactly. It's great. Exactly. You can put it on anywhere and you're not going to be offending anyone.
I'll just go and grab it so I can tell you the name of it. Yeah, peel off sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it's
because, yeah, even with this one I've got, which is called Aquarella Watercolor, still you really need to use like normal
nail polish remover
to get it off, really. Yeah. they do make one that's supposed to go with it, but I found it just took hours to try and get it off, so I end up still having to use a bit of normal nail polish remover, so peel off would solve that.
Yeah, I had my sister, bless her, for my birthday, she gave me these expensive natural gel nail things, and they were the hardest thing to get off. I couldn't even get a nail salon to get it off. They're like, we have to get the drills and buff it off, and I'm like,
yeah.
No. Oh no,
crazy. not fun.
Thank you for this.
My pleasure, lovely ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
So welcome, so welcome.
Can I just go out of topic here?
Yes, please do. Please do.
What do I do about single-use plastic? Because whenever I go to the supermarket and buy, although the products are organic, when I come back, they're all wrapped up in plastic. And I don't know whether to leave them in the plastic packaging or take the plastic off.
Take the plastic off. What I do is I get a slightly damp tea towel and I'll wrap it in the tea towel and I'll put that in the fridge.
Oh, okay. So take them off, including things like spinach.
Spinach is a tough one.
Yes.
If you can, put it in a glass container.
Container, okay.
You know, they have a plastic lid, so as long as it doesn't touch the top of the lid.
Right.
If you put it in that glass storage, it will be staying fresh.
Okay.
But not giving you that plastic, because a thin disposable plastic is the worst. The harder the plastic, the safer it is for you, so to speak.
Okay, great.
What about the PBA-free reusable silicone bags instead of sandwich bags? And I've seen you can get like these sort of stretchy lids as well that are like...
Yeah, I mean, even though they're BPA-free, they still have certain toxins in that aren't ideal.
Right, okay.
So, yes, you can. Yes, it is better than you know, cling film, glad wrap, etc.
Yes.
But you don't want the food touching it.
No, okay.
Secondly, you don't want to have steaming hot food with that on top, because it will begin to break down the toxins and filter it back into the food, because it would be steaming your food with that. So yesterday this came up in conversation with the other group, and they said, what about using silicone or plastic utensils for like serving your food or when you're making your food? Big no, because you're using heat and plastic is going to draw those toxins from the plastic into your food. So use wooden spoons or use hemp based they look like plastic, but it's made from hemp.
All right, okay.
My stepdaughter bought me some as my Christmas present. I'm just trying to see if there's a brand. Sorry ladies, there's no brand name on it.
Okay.
But it was made from hemp, and it's just like a serving spoon, but like it's like a kind of big flat, like a nice looking shovel type thing. But I also use it for not just serving, but sometimes for a quick stir, but usually wooden spoons I prefer, but not wooden spoons with cracks in. They need to be thrown out.
So is the hemp more of a plasticky type? Well, it's not plastic, but it's got more
exactly plastic. Looks like plastic. It's really versatile, but it's not. It's made from hemp.
Oh, that sounds really
great.
So they are out there. Yeah. The fact that she found it says that you guys will be able to find it really easily.
Okay.
Okay, great.
No worries. Yeah, that's important. So if you have the plastic stuff, like you're talking about, Faye, how you can wrap your food up, wrapping up in the wax paper. Have you guys come across the wax paper, the reusable wax paper?
I've seen it, but like the beeswax.
I've not tried it, but I've seen it,
yeah.
It is expensive. It is reusable. It's not lifetime reusable, but they do work, and, you know, they're good. They just are a bit of an investment.
Okay.
It's called beeswax wrap.
Yeah. Okay. There's all different types. They've even got them in supermarkets now, different kinds of health food stores. And I would probably look at the reviews before purchasing, because if some are better than others, like this, they've been out on the market for years now. My mum's been using it for years. So find what's out there. And you might be better getting them from another country, not necessarily your country. Just have a look online, because they are expensive.
Okay, thanks.
IKEA has some good glass containers to put
in. Yes, they do. I use that too. But again, avoid the plastic touching.
Yeah, I
food.
Do avoid the plastic at the top, yeah.
Yeah. But they've got some extra deep ones now.
Yes, I've got the deep ones.
Yeah, me too. So they're really like, you know, nearly the size of your hand span deep, super deep. Yeah. That was a really good question. Okay, so Millie, you asked about the isononate.
Yes, I can't really pronounce them.
Yeah, so it is synthetic. So it's a synthetic chemical.
Right.
Very, very common. It's not highlighted as one of the danger ones.
Okay.
It's made from alcohol, so it will be a little drying, even though it's meant to make yourself aging. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But that's the preservative, like the alcohol aspect is the preservative that
okay.
they've got. So it's okay. You know, again, if you don't need to be applying it, don't apply it. But if you need to on certain days of the week, then apply it and feel
and apply
that
it.
You're okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's one of the ingredients in my moisturizer. It says it's almond oil, but there's very little almond oil in it, as I can see.
Interesting, you see. See, that's the thing, when you start looking at the label, and not just the marketing on the front of the label, but the back, you go, actually, I was paying how much? Like, you know, it's interesting with those energy balls, and they're like, yeah, it's got spirulina, and you look on the back, and it's 0.1% spirulina. You're going,
exactly. Exactly. There's very, very little almond oil in this one. The rest of it is... products that I can hardly pronounce.
So then it's not as natural.
I don't think I'll be using it anymore.
No, I wouldn't. And the thing is, when you know this stuff, you end up wanting to throw it away. Or when someone gives you a gift and you look at the ingredients, you're like, oh my God, I can never use it. You can't even give it away to someone because you think it's so toxic. You
know? Exactly, very toxic.
Unfortunately. And I had one more question come through about Lanny's ingredients with the lactic acid, potassium sorbate. Propylene glycol is not ideal. And the alpha bisabolol, I sent you a link about that as well, saying that that one is fine. It's just the scientific name for chamomile.
Okay.
And then you've got another one in there, which again, it comes up again as a different form of chamomile. So that's fine. They're natural, even though they sound scary.
Okay.
But propylene glycol, not ideal. And that's listed further up in the ingredients. I mean, at the end of the day, you can always body test and say, you know, is my body able to handle this okay? You wouldn't necessarily say, is it good for my fertility like you would for a supplement or a food, because it wouldn't necessarily be good for fertility, so you'd get a no. But, you know, can my body deal with the harmful effects of this product? That's what I'd say. Can my body deal with the harmful effects of this product? If you lean forward, yep, my body can deal with it. It's fine.
Okay.
And then if you lean back, okay, as much as I love it, my body actually cannot deal with it.
Right.
And remember, body test regularly, because just because it can't deal with it now, it might be able to deal with it next month.
Right.
The more you're cleaning and purifying yourself, the body will be able to handle that. But then you get to the point where you're so clean that your body won't be able to handle anything that's not, because it wants to stay that pure.
Wow.
Oh.
But that's okay. It's good. You know, you want to be clean and pure because your baby's going to be residing in your body. You want it to be clean and pure. You're going to be breastfeeding. You want it to be clean and pure breast milk.
Yeah.
So you might as well get in the habit now. So, feminine body wash, plain water really is the best, definitely, because you really don't want to upset the pH balance. Because if you upset the pH balance, you'll be getting prone to thrush. Sperm is very alkaline, and you need an acidic vagina. So, you know, making love every second day means you will be more sensitive if you're using something down there that's not good for the vaginal health. So, you know, there is in the Amrita, I'll just send you guys the link. These guys dispatch all over the world. amritanutrition.co.uk. I set you guys all up an account with them. I haven't done it for you yet, Millie, but amritanutrition.co.uk, you all have a practitioner's access point through me, because they only allow practitioners on there, and they've got some prebiotic shampoos and conditioners. So you might want to have a look at that, because if it's prebiotic, it's going to be good for down there when you're washing your hair in the shower. I don't know the quality of it. I haven't got around to using it yet, and usually I like to use stuff before I promote it. What I have had as feedback from other clients who have used it is that the conditioner doesn't really work to the level that they want. It's not hydrating enough, but the shampoo is fine. So that could help you out a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
You're very welcome. Is anyone actually prone to thrush regularly? Or know people that are?
Well, I never have been, but for the last 2 months, the few days leading up to my period, I have then suffered with some irritation. Not severely, but just the itchiness. And I just don't understand why I started getting that.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Cyclical thrush right before your period?
Yeah.
Okay, heavy metals. Often it's a sign of heavy metal toxicity that's building up, putting your hormones out.
I'm so careful with all that sort of thing, though.
Yeah, but you're inhaling air that's got heavy metals in.
Right.
You know, heavy metals are everywhere, thanks to our lovely governments.
Yes, yeah.
So
what could I do to help with that then, do you think?
Really simple. I'm going to send you a link. So if we go to
heavy... Not something I want to be getting every... month, it's horrible.
No. And when the body rebalances, you'll be fine.
It just goes and then it's fine and then it comes back again. It's really
Yeah, the cyclical stuff is not so fun. So basically, for heavy metals, ladies, there's a really easy heavy metal detox. You won't get detox symptoms. You can still work full time. Basically, I've just sent you the link. It's the heavy metal detox in the Powerful Pure range. It's only 3 ingredients. You've got the zeolite that magnetizes the heavy metals out. You then have the bentonite clay that mops up the heavy metals and other toxins. And then you have the psyllium husk that flushes it out of your colon very, very quickly. Because as soon as we start dislodging the heavy metals, you want them out. You don't want them relocating. So you can add this in the morning to your lemon drink. You can add it to your MSM drink if you're drinking the MSM already. But you mix it with lemon juice just to give it some kind of flavor. Otherwise, it just tastes like chalk. It's not going to be offensive. It just tastes a bit chalky and branny. Okay. But you need to drink it quickly because it will balloon. It will swell like porridge does. So just put it in a glass that you can sort of scull. So I wouldn't do a big pint glass. I'd do a bit less. But then you follow it with a big drink of water, because the body's going to need lots of water to flush it through. And then that's it. Really simple. There's, you know, you have your one jar will give you a month's supply. You may or may not want to do more than that. Zeolite is not ideal to have when you're pregnant. But again, if it crosses over on your pregnancy for like the first couple of days or week, it's so minor. You know, your baby hasn't really developed yet, so it's not going to be a big issue. So never get stressed about that. You just wouldn't do it when you're pregnant. You wouldn't do
it. But it'd be okay for the whole cycle until you find out you are then.
Exactly. Okay. And that's with all of your fertility supplements, ladies. Like never stress too much about that transition period.
No, because everything's safe, isn't it, on your pathway?
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, gosh, yeah. Everything is. So it's powerfullypure.com, heavy metal detox.
And is that to take daily? Sorry, I think you did say.
Yeah, daily in the morning.
Every day, yes.
Yeah, just till it's finished.
Okay.
And then the other thing as well that people have, if they do get recurrent thrush or, you know, BV or feeling a bit low and they want to keep their immune system vibing at the optimum frequency, is the colloidal silver and gold blend. I'll just send you guys a link. This stuff just tastes like water. It's coloured though, it's because it's got nanoparticles of real gold and real silver. And you need that. The silver is antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, so it's great for this COVID situation. It's also good for keeping your gut health and your vaginal health healthy. But once you're healthy, so what, you know, you wouldn't have it for life, but you can have it for a series of time, and then your body would rebalance. It's like the adaptogenic herbs, like the mushrooms. You don't need them for life. The body is retraining itself how to be healthy and maintain that level of vibrancy and health. Mm-hmm. And then you don't need it. So it's not like a supplement where as soon as you stop taking a supplement, the benefits aren't there anymore. These adaptogenic herbs and the colloidal silvers and gold help to train the body. Ah, this is the frequency I need to be at. This is the energy level I need to be at. And then the cells restructure themselves around it. So it's really powerful.
So would you have that with, as well as the heavy metal detox blend, have those both alongside each other?
I would recommend that for anybody, just to rebalance things quickly. And you wouldn't have them at the same time. Right. Because you're cleansing with the MSM and the heavy metal detox. So you're allowing that cleanse to take place for at least 20 minutes. And then you'd have your colloidal silver after that, or gold. It, you know, it comes in a BPA-free plastic container, 500ml container. You could keep it in your purse, your bag, if you want to, and have it as a shot around midday or 10 a.m. in the morning. You wouldn't have it too late in the afternoon because it's very energizing.
Okay.
Which is great. You know, you want to have things that give you energy, and this is going to help your aura to be healthy too. So your aura can have tears in it when other people, I know it sounds really hippie, but if someone says something about you, say you're crossing the road and there's a car that's in a screaming hurry and they call you a name, you don't necessarily hear them, but it actually tears your energy field. The more tears that you get in your energy field, the more drained you're going to feel. So if you're having coffee, which of course nobody in this group is having coffee anymore, but when you had coffee, it puts holes in your aura, and we want to keep your aura really strong and well formed. And that's what the colloidals do. The gold and the silver, we need it in our energy field. We need it. It's very good for us. It takes our energy and vibrancy and energy field to a heightened level. So it helps with meditations, helps with all this kind of stuff. So it's very powerful, but again, you don't need it for life. You just have it for a period of time that you're using it for. I mean, you could have it safe to have all through your breastfeeding and pregnancy too, but it's not something that you need to sign up to for forever, because like I said, the body will start to adapt. And you know, when the more you're working with me, the more you're going to realize how intuitive you are. You'll hear your body's messages and you'll go through phases. You'll forget to take it for a while, and that's your body saying you don't need it right now, and then you'll be drawn to taking it again. So especially if you're feeling like you're getting a cold, because when you're pregnant, ladies, you cannot take antibiotics, cold and flu stuff. You want to be having the colloidal silver and gold. That's going to be helping you to stay healthy without giving your baby any dangerous toxic exposure.
Okay. Thank you.
And you just have a shot. If you're really run down, like you do have a cold, you're really feeling unwell, you'd have 50 mils. Otherwise, you just have a 30 mil shot once a day.
Okay. The heavy metal detox one, the zeolites, what are they exactly then? What is that?
So zeolite, the zeolite is the thing that's magnetic. It's basically a calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium silicate. Right. And it does have a little bit of aluminium in, but that's what it's drawing. The aluminium aspect is drawing the heavy metal to it. That's what magnetizes it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's completely safe. But you wouldn't want it, you wouldn't want to have it when you're pregnant or allow your children to have it, because they're not going to need it at that stage. But it's pure, clean. And it works. I've tried a lot of different zeolites myself before, because I created this concoction, and it's the best out there. Like I've tried others and they just didn't work. And I know, Faye, because I've had what you've had, like that cyclical thrush, and then it's like, ah, what's going on? What does this mean? And then you do your research and then you work out how to heal it. But no, mine was really bad for a while until I realized it was heavy metals.
Oh, right. Thank you. I'll give that a go. Pleasure. That's really helpful. Thanks.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Pina, I noticed that you're out of immune in Powerful Appear. You know when that's coming back?
Ah, yes, and I know that you also asked about the Zen that we're out of stock with as well. So I haven't forgotten. There's a big note in my office to remind you when it comes in. So my stockists from Australia are no longer able to stock these ingredients. So at the moment, I have sourced new products, which I have personally been trialing. I was pre-told around COVID time that's it, you ordered the last batch, we're not doing any more. And since then I have been testing different wildcrafted and organic mushroom supplements. And that's what I'm putting together at the moment. I'm putting together a new green supplement for everybody, a new mushroom supplement for everybody for their fertility. And then of course the vitamin C. So there'll be a combination of vitamin C and mushrooms, like the immune. There'll be just a vitamin C and there'll be just the mushrooms, so that you guys can have your choices, and then just the greens. But literally, you know how anal I am. I contact these suppliers. They all go, yes, organic, wildcrafted. I'm like, well, prove it. I want the certification. I need to see. I need to know exactly where everything's coming from, and it's not in plastic, and it's not from China. It's not this, not that. And they're like, oh my God, you're so awful to deal with. I'm like, sorry, guys. This is how it's going to be. So it is taking a while to get all the paperwork together, because no one wants to hand over the paperwork. Like everything nowadays, they just want to tell you it's amazing. And it's like, well, prove it. I have been personally trialing them, and I'm happy with where they're at. But I'm just waiting on the paperwork to come through, and then I can assemble it and get it out to you guys. So I'll keep you updated. I'll be able to assemble it without fancy labels, which I can dispatch to you guys as and when they come up. And if you want to wait for the labels and the proper rebranding, it'll be a couple more weeks after that. But I'll get you guys the information as soon as I know. And the other thing that comes out today, for those that have signed up for it, is the Become Baby Ready series. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Cassandra. I know you've been waiting patiently for that. What were you going to say, Romy?
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care, lovely ladies.